The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him as we worship him in the beauty of holiness in this hour. I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them that are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. Wherefore, comfort ye one another with these words. Ladies and gentlemen, I hold in my hand the only book on this planet that will comfort us through the difficult hours of our lives. Those of you who have laid to rest loved ones recently, I commend you. This book is your book. Read it, heed it, hide it, hold it forth, and you will find comfort. Let's pray together. Now, Father, we are thankful for the comfort that we have in the Bible and through our Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered and bled and died at Calvary to pay our sin debt, to set us free, to give us liberty and hope, the blessed hope of a life to come when we meet our loved ones who've gone before. When we meet Jesus, I pray that we would never lose sight of these blessed truths that are found in your word. And I pray that today you might be with us in this service. I pray that the music would set the stage for the preaching of the word. Bless our pastor as he comes to preach. Fill him with thy spirit and anoint him. Then, Father, we do pray for those who have given up loved ones in death, even in recent days. Comfort them as only you can with your word. And help us to realize that we are here to worship Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. In his name we pray and with thanksgiving. Amen. To keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon.
Amen.
And soon may be today. Who knows?